Gott. Hello, listeners. We're back here on my channel, Unscripted. So, I'm back again with my special co-host, Paida. Hey.
Guys, I need to get paid.
Oh my God.
Guys, please, send when you send your comments in, please tell
the listeners love you. Like, what do you think I'm always inviting you? So today we're going to be discussing about something so controversial. Is there a difference between being spiritual and religious? And should there be a difference being spiritual and religious? What's your take?
What's my take on being spiritual and being religious?
Mm-hmm.
I find religion is a label.
All right.
Yeah. More than anything else, it's a label. I am a Christian. I am a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
I am a Hindu.
Mm-hmm.
All of these other things. Yeah. But lately, as we're living like in this postmodern world where we want to, you know, question certain things, like it's not a case of like I was born Methodist, I grow up Methodist,
mm-hmm.
and I'll die Methodist. Like, mm-hmm. our generation has to ask questions. Why should I do this? And and we have seen in the media, largely because of the American media, a certain people believing by certain other principles, but they'll be living like successful, mm-hmm. happy lives. So at times, like, you want to, like you wonder, like, is this really like the right thing? Who said it was the right thing? Had I been born in
America?
Had I been born in Saudi Arabia, I would have been Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Had I been born in India, I would have been Hindu. I've been born in Japan, I would have been Shinto. So,
what's the right thing?
There is no right thing, I think. All religions essentially teach the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's very true.
They teach the same thing. Don't get vexed, as our former president used to say. Don't get vexed.
Okay.
They all teach like the same thing. And I think, like, at times, people are making a joke of religion now, like nowadays. Certain pastors are doing pretty much ridiculous things.
Mm-hmm.
They're spraying people with doom. They're making people eat grass.
Exactly.
What does that mean?
So are you saying there's a difference? Are you saying we are all spiritual, but yet in different religions?
Mm.
Okay.
There's a formula, I think.
Okay.
To live in a good life. And all religions say the same thing. The Buddha, but Christianity, you hear Pastor Chiti, don't be so enamored with things of this world.
Mm-hmm.
This is a pastor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side, in a Buddhist, they'll be saying, don't get attached to impermanent things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the Hindus will be saying materialism is bad. The way is something is to tap into the supreme personality of the Godhead, so to speak. So you see, all of these things, these people are essentially saying this is the same thing. Mm-hmm. The things of this world, these are the impermanent things. Don't get too attached to a car.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you get attached to your car, you can have an accident.
Mm-hmm.
You can go out of fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay.
It can stop working. Mm. It can get stolen. So if your self-worth is driven by that which is not permanent,
so
then you'll be very depressed.
Can you say one can be religious and spiritual, or one can be spiritual without going to church? Do you really have to be going somewhere to receive this knowledge, or you can just have an instinct to know good from bad?
No, you can Google it.
Okay.
Nowadays you can Google it. You can't say some of these things. Why people go to church? Why reverends are called mfundis?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To teach.
Yeah, they teach you some things you don't know. You know you have a problem, but knowing the exact root of the problem, like, you might not be able to fully comprehend what exactly is the problem here. You need someone to, like, show you the way. Nowadays, we have an advantage of having media, the internet. You can research this stuff. Like, if you're willing to, like, open your... You can become your own mufundis. And you find when you go into these things... Nowadays, people... The self-love movement.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, it was... You're made in God's image. Nowadays, it's like... Love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's same thing, but you've removed the whole God aspect. Yeah. You've just... Yeah. What do you think, my co-host?
Okay. I think... I don't know, but I believe that we should belong to certain religions. That's important for our spirituality, because everyone is spiritual, but we should belong to a certain religion, because I believe in the supernatural, especially demons, curses, and all that. So for that to be removed, for demons, you to be...
Yeah. Demons, curses?
Yeah! I don't believe in that!
Sounds like Game of Thrones. Yeah.
No, it's not even. White this workers. Thing is real.
What's the reason?
It's real.
I think, like, we'll get down to that, like on our next podcast. But you believe that is real?
I believe it's real.
What is it?
Have you ever been in an environment where someone is getting prayed for, and all of a sudden they're talking about ancient things, and you begin to wonder, this person wasn't even born when these things happened, or something that happened kumusha. Do you read the Bible?
Yes.
But demons exist in Bible, in the Bible, like when Jesus was
cast out demons.
Yeah,
but isn't demons like a figure of speech, so to speak. Are you familiar with the story of Saul?
Mm-hmm.
So there was a time whereby Saul had a demon that was troubling him.
Mm-hmm.
The time where he threw a javelin toward David, and David ducked it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the demon was only calmed down
by
the harp.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that was a demon, or in the modern sense, you say he was dealing with anxiety?
But how do you explain this? Like, how do you explain in the modern time? Like, you get into a marriage, you can't have children, then you get prayed for, then you have children.
Is it the pastor won't be coming for a little more hands-on assistance?
God.
No, like, I'm asking. I'm asking. You know, like,
but most, don't you wonder, like, this?
You know, the funny thing is this. Like, when you're just dealing with facts, call me a cynic or whatever. But most times, whereby a couple can't conceive, most of the time, over 60% of the time, it's the guy's fault.
Mm-hmm.
But traditional society pins the blame on the woman.
Yeah.
So what happens is most women silently...
You have sex with another guy?
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. But you are saying, Kutuzoni, there are no demons, right? And being spiritual and everything. This is interesting.
But have you had a spiritual encounter yourself?
Like what?
Is God's
voice or anything?
Been revealed in something explicit. Like, I'm not talking about signs or whatever. Mm. I'm talking about seeing like a light. Like, what? And then a voice said, "Where is my child?"
Oh my God. I feel like even in the Bible, only a chosen few would able to see God's glory, like Abraham, Elijah.
So like, besides this person in a trance saying this, is it you personally have not felt this, so like on a personal level?
No.
but you still believe in the spiritual.
Yeah, because I see things happen. Like, what I'm telling you, like, you see a beautiful girl, she goes to school. She's supposed to be having boys on her feet, but she's saying she's having struggles in getting married. No guy turns to her. You see? So I think...
She's crazy!
She's not crazy!
She's crazy! She's crazy, guys.
She's not crazy.
She's crazy.
She's not crazy.
Bad shit crazy. No. Bad shit crazy. Those girls are crazy, I'm telling you. You know, the funny thing is...
I feel like your life is so perfect. That's why you don't believe
my life is so perfect.
Yeah.
You can ask my... You can ask...
Sisi.
Yeah, Sisi. Their lives are not perfect. I just choose...
So, don't... And they sound
thanks to being spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I walk with God. Yeah. I like to believe I walk with God. And I think I think like walking with God is
an idea. You chose to walk with God because you know that there are unexplainable things that haunt people, right?
Yes.
So you believe in demons, right?
Okay. And now this is where we kinda drift like on the religion and the spiritual. This is the part where our past just drift a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Our ancestors were very clever.
Mm-hmm.
They're clever, but they didn't have books. They didn't have this. Back in the day, you had gods, maybe not in our traditional African setting, but in other cultures, they had a god of rainfall, a god of fertility.
Mm-hmm.
If you couldn't explain anything because you didn't have the science or the tools to explain something, you attribute it to a higher power. There's a god of fertility, this happens. Just explain the world. You can't explain why a certain family behaves the way they do all the time, over generations.
Mm-hmm.
So you say... The family in Emashawi, they have a family demon. But in modern science, they say you have a genetic predisposition. Do you know if I'm an alcoholic and at birth, my child is adopted by some white family, wealthy, they can develop alcoholism.
Like, this other movie I was watching, the guy was involved in a war, he was a soldier, and then they had a baby, like, 10 years later, at a modern country, like in USA, and now the baby had, like, whenever the child heard noises, I vatovunduka like someone akambo experienced the world, but the father was experiencing this.
Yeah, many.
So I say.
Genetic memory, like that actually happens. Like the fact that I'm going to the gym and I do these things like at the gym. My child, when he goes to the gym, he's gonna gain mass at a faster rate than me.
Okay.
Because already, you don't remain the same person. Your genetics are constantly changing. So, yeah.
Okay. So, that was a really draining conversation. I don't think we've got enough, did we? The time?
Oh, yeah. The issue is the time, lady. The producers.
Okay.
Yes.
So, thank you, Paida. I feel so drained. But thank you so much.
Do you feel drained? I thought you had it this time.
Thank you for enlightening me, but I've got so much questions. I hope I know the listeners will actually post more questions, and we'll be back on next podcast. Bye.
Bye.